Pierre Lumumba here at the Maruba Dam in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya in our mother continent. And we continue with discussions on diverse subjects on the continent and of course our friends of goodwill. And this is what legitimizes the discussion of what is now known as BRICS. Students of history will remember that the term BRIC was first used in the year 2001 by Jim O'Neill of Goldman Sachs. And he coined the term BRIC in reference to the countries that were then the emerging economies, to mean Brazil, Russia, India and China. The first meeting of the BRIC took place in Russia on the 16th day of June, the year 2009. They discussed critical things at that time. And it must be remembered that they were discussing these issues in the context of the Bretton Woods institution. The argument that was put forth by the iconic speech of the day by China's Hu Jintao, that the world had to reset itself in light of what was happening at the G7, which was largely dominated by the European powers and of course the United States of America. And the G7 must be understood and was understood in the context of the Bretton Woods institutions of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and ultimately the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which have dominated the world and have prescribed what the world does. We will remember how the dollar became the dominant currency, how the banking SWIFT, the system is dominated by SWIFT and IBAN, and most transactions, particularly for what is described as the third world, are terminated in correspondent banks in the United States of America and in Europe. It is in that context that the BRIC at that time then started gaining traction. And South Africa became the country that then gave the organization the name BRICS. South Africa joined in the year 2010, and President Cyril Ramaphosa, who of course remains the president of South Africa, then started attending the meeting. And the arguments were quite clear. If we want to continue to have a world that is balanced, a world which comprises 65% of the world GDP, the world which comprises no less than two-thirds of the world population, then we have to re-engineer how things are done. And it was, of course, recognized that many institutions, many countries in Africa were dominated by the prescriptions of the Bretton Woods institution. When Africa entered the fray, they were quick to remember that in the 1980s, African economies were decimated by the structural adjustment programs, which were initiated by IMF and World Bank, and which led to the increment in interest rates in banks. It led to the increasing indebtedness of African countries, and many African countries, if they grew at all by dint of GDP and GDP per capita, was essentially because these were statistical growths, but poverty was still a major problem. So what did BRICS, or what does BRICS want to do that is different from the Bretton Woods institutions? And I think it is important to contextualize the circumstances during which the Bretton Woods institutions were created in 1944 in Bretton Woods in the United States. This was the Bank of International Reconstruction. It was just prior to the end of the Second World War. Ultimately, Europe would experience what was called the Marshall Plan. These banks, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, are created at a time when not a single African country is independent, save, of course, for Liberia and, of course, Ethiopia and Egypt, but they were not present during the accretion, nor were they involved. If India it herself was not independent in 1944, and of course, Brazil may have been independent, but was not a major economic player. Russia was reeling then as the Soviet Union from the impact of the Second World War, and therefore did not participate in the creation of these institutions. So what was the economy, or what was the economic philosophy that informed Bretton Woods? Dominate. Dominate at all levels. Dominate in the banking sector, dominate in the mining sector, dominate in fiscal policy, dominate by way of ensuring that banking sectors are controlled, dominate so that all economies are essentially satellite economies. But as things started changing, and changes begin to happen a little bit more dramatically in 1989, with the collapse of the Berlin Wall, and the change in the dynamics in what was then called the Global South, and still is, then we begin to see the emergence of new economies hitherto considered to be in the backwaters. Brazil in Latin America is emerging as an economy, rivaling economies of countries such as Spain, the United Kingdom, and even Germany, and even Japan. It is producing, it is adding value, and it is no longer controlled by the Bretton Woods institutions and becomes an anchor country in that part of the world. China literally becomes the factory of the world. The factory of the world because the labor is cheap, the technology that they have acquired over time is also very useful. So China becomes an anchor in that regard, and many companies, even in the Western world, are producing in China. Russia also emerges in a unique way because it is the major supplier of gas to most of Western Europe. So you cannot ignore her if you look at the resources that she has, and she's also a military power. But it is excluded from the activities of the Western world and therefore feels a little safer with the South, given the historical relationship that existed during the struggle for independence. Russia then becomes a country that is accommodated within the BRICS in a very easy way. India is a country that is unique, 1.4 billion people. Its technology is appropriate. If you go into the textile sector, you go into the appropriate technology in terms of innovation and invention, and even in areas such as artificial intelligence, rivaling China in a big way. South Africa is the logical big economy in Africa, a little bit more sophisticated than the other economies, and therefore becomes a logical member, if only to represent the continent of Africa. The BRICS therefore says, let us re-engineer our economies. Let us ask ourselves, what are we going to do with the debt which is burdening us? How are we going to ensure that the relationship is developmental so that we leverage on our technology to improve infrastructure? What are we going to do to ensure that those countries that are producing minerals add value to those minerals? What are we going to do to ensure that agriculture is developed in a manner that is not dependent on Western Europe and the United States of America? What are we going to do to replace the parasitic IMF and the parasitic World Bank and the rules of the WTO, which are dictated by Western Europe and, of course, by the United States of America? And this is how then BRICS begins to be attractive. And it is noteworthy that after it was created over the years, in the last few years, we have had quite a number of countries say, we are now joining BRICS because we think that the economic agenda of the BRICS responds to the characters and status of our economies. Of course, the creation of the Development Bank and institutions which are designed from the Western perspective to rival the IMF and to rival the World Bank is designed with a view to responding to the economic needs of the global South. BRICS, therefore, is a useful response to what has been the dominant economic philosophy of the West. BRICS stands out as a body that is looking at the economies of the global South and recognizing that it is not one size fits all, that what happens in China, what happens in Russia, what happens in India, what happens in Brazil, and what happens in South Africa is not necessarily what will happen in other countries in the global South. So that they are saying, we will deal with your economies in a manner that responds to your needs and responds to your circumstances. We are going to ensure that you are not burdened by loans, burdened by what looks like grants, but which undermine your capacity to grow in a meaningful way. And growth is about people development, not about statistical development. And this is why the BRICS are also saying that the time has come for us to de-dollarize, because the dollar has dominated international economics and international commerce since it became a fiat currency in the 1970s. And the talk is now, how do we have payment systems that are sensitive to the South? How do we have payment systems that do not use the SWIFT? How do we have payment systems that do not use IBAN? How do we have things that are going to respond to our needs? And of course, the talk is, we may not have a single currency immediately, but can we look at how to trade in our own currency? And I now know, for example, that Zambia is trading with China on the basis of the yuan. The Tanzania was talking about trading with India on the basis of the rupee. Russia is saying we can trade with the ruble. And that is the unique thing that the BRICS are doing. They are responding to a hegemonic system which has dominated the world since 1945, and holding all factors constant, it will have and it has teething problems, but ultimately BRICS is a game changer that is tightening the relationship among countries and creating economic camaraderie within the global South in a manner that, for those who watch very keenly, scares Western Europe, because once you remove that carpet from under their feet, one can imagine how far they will fall into the abyss, metaphorically speaking. Those who cheer for BRICS says it's a good thing. Come BRICS, we are going to embrace you, because our economies can grow on the back of an economic system which is sensitive to the realities of the global South. That is the BRICS, born as it were, not so long ago in Russia, on the 16th day of June, the year 2009 to be exact, and showing signs of great growth, the BRICS. Thank you very much. We are discussing the BRICS, the new kid on the block in terms of economic organization in the world. And we will come back again as we discuss the continent of Africa, but sometimes, of course, discussing things that touch on friends of goodwill who work with the African continent, hence BRICS. Thank you and see you again.